Today, as we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. So we're now going to talk about the chiyuv of being mafresh challah and giving the challah to a kohen. So how big does the dough have to be in order to be chayv in challah? Shammai Omer mikav lechallah. They have to be mafresh challah from a dough that has a kav of flour. V'hillel Omer mikabayim. It needs to have two kav of flour. V'chamom lo gedivrezeh v'lo gedivrezeh. And the chamom say neither of those is correct. El kavu mechtza chayv in challah. If the dough has one and a half kav, it's chayv in challah. But at some point, they changed the names of all the measurements. So whatever used to be known as a kav is now much bigger. So the Chacham said that once they made the measurements bigger, if it has a kav and a quarter, it's chayv in challah, because what used to be a kav and a half is now only a kav and a quarter. It's the same amount, it's just called a different number, because a kav is, in order to get to a kav, it requires a larger volume. Rabbi Yossi Omer Chamisha Paturin, that if it has exactly 1 1/4 kav, it's going to be Patur. Chamisha Va'od Chayavin, but if it has a little bit more than 5/4 of a kav, then it's going to be Chayiv. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So Hillel Omer, Mali Hin Mayim She'uvin Polsin Asa Mikvah. One full hin of water, which is 3 kav of Mayim She'uvin, of water that was drawn by a kli, is going to passel a mikvah. Elishadim chayv lomer b'loshen rabo. The reason why he said malihin as opposed to just saying a hin means a full hin. The reason he said malihin is because his rebbeim were Shmaya v'Avtalion, and they couldn't pronounce the letter hey. So in order to compensate for their speech impediment, they had to say malihin. Otherwise, no one would have understood what they were talking about. V'shamay omer tisha kabin, and Shammai says 9 calves of mayim she'uvin pasels a mikvah v'chamor. And we're following the same pattern where the Chacham say neither is correct. Ella ad shebo shnei gardim mishar ha'ashbos shibushlaim. 2 weavers came from Shara Ashbos in Yerushalayim, v'idu mishum Shmaya v'Avtalion, and they were made in the name of Shmaya v'Avtalion, that shloshes lugin mayim shuvin pulsin as a mikvah, that 3 lug, not 3 calves, like Hillel said, 3 log, which is 3/4 of a calf of mayim shuvin pulsin as a mikvah, the kimu Chacham estavrayim. And once they heard that edus, the Chachamim accepted that edel. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, we said that there's Machlokes Shammai Hillel, how much flour do you need in your dough to be chayv and challah? Shammai said 1 kav, Hillel said 2 kav, and the Chacham said neither is correct, it's a kav and a half, which in modern terminology we would call a kav and a quarter, but Rabbi Yossi says it's got to be a drop more than a kav and a quarter. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said another Machlokes Shammai and Hillel, where the Chacham said neither is correct, where Hillel said that it's a hin of mayim shu in the Pasels and Mikvah. Shammai says it's 9 kav of Mayim Shuv in the Pasels and Mikvah. And the Chacham say, no, we had 2 weavers that testified that it's 3 lug of Mayim Shuvin that apostles a mikvah, and the Chacham were Mekayim, that which those 2 weavers had testified about. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.